The Punter's Mate with Mark Braybrook and Chris Nelson for Racing Queensland.
There we go. We're underway. Punter's Mate on Friday, December 10. Chris Nelson, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Mark.
How was the trip to work today?
Do you really want to know? The traffic
was
good.
You've been whinging ever since you've got here.
The traffic was good, but yeah, I have got one complaint to make. And you wouldn't think it would be that hard for a service station in the morning to get rid of the previous day's newspapers. Even if they haven't got today's delivery, they could have got rid of yesterday's, because I don't buy the paper every day, but I buy it on a Friday morning on the way down here, and I get to the car and then I pull the form guide out of the middle and I pull the form. It's got Thursday all over it. I mean, come on, not good enough. I won't name the service station. I go there every week, but now I won't.
Well, there you go. But apart from that, your week's been pretty good.
Yeah. It's been wet again. Okay. More meetings lost.
So what are the highlights for the week then?
Well, the highlights have been from last, or were from last Saturday, of course. Now, I find these two hard to split. Tony Gollan's effort on Saturday to train four winners. Capital Tower race one. Tambo's Mate race seven, the recognition. Miami Fleiss in the Eureka Stud race eight. And Zoo Style in race nine, the George Moore, the group three. That was a terrific effort. We expect that from Tony Gollan, though.
So. He's been threatening this for weeks. He's had some really strong hands and hasn't quite got the number.
Like, hasn't got the numbers. He's got the quality in the good races, the listed races, but this was a numbers thing as well. So he continues to dominate the carnival. Steph's ride on Miami Fleiss was an absolute belter. Drew wide, as we know. Things did pan out, but you got to ride your luck in races, and she got a little bit of luck, but she made the most of it. She got across, and she was a couple of horses off the fence and trailing the speed beautifully, got Miami Fleiss to the outside in the straight, and we knew she was going to run home well. She was a speedy squib, Miami Fleiss. She's not now. She's a much more complete package of a racehorse. So she'll go on and win, obviously, more races than she's won so far. So I thought Steph's ride was great. I thought Tony Gollan's effort was really good. And I thought the effort of Far Too Easy to win the winning Rupert. This is the horse that's had four starts leading into Saturday, had won three of them, unlucky not to win the other, trained by David McComb. And Chris Caserta had a lot to do with this horse, having ridden it its first three starts. So there was a lot of emotion there after the win on Saturday. And I believe there's a lot of offers coming from Hong Kong for this horse. So whether we'll see him going down the track, who knows. But that was another highlight as well. And what was a really good day at Durban.
We're on Boris watch today too, again. So Boris is actually joining us. We've had Steph. We've had Ben. We've had Leah Kilner. We've spoken to.
She's moved out now.
She's moved out, so she won't be back on the program. But, so Boris watch today. Boris is joining us for the first time.
He is. Boris will be joining us just after 9 o'clock.
I wonder whether he's still stiff and sore after last week.
Well, that's what we'll find out. Yeah. I want to find out exactly what happened at the barriers and if there was a reason for Shooting for Gold going off like that.
Well, speaking of the barriers, Steph had an incident in the barriers on Wednesday at Ipswich. The first two races went through okay, and then a storm came through from the Darling Downs through Ippy and into Brisbane, and the races were abandoned after the second, but you could sort of say the races were abandoned as the third was about to start, because Steph had a pickup ride and she was on, her mount was one of the first in with Jim Burns' mount. She got off the saddle just to sit on the side, as the jockeys often do, and it was bucketing down and there was thunder and lightning, and a flash of lightning triggered the starting gates to open.
Yep.
Her horse took off without her on it, and Jim Burns' horse took off with him on it. And then they said, right, we're not racing. It's too dangerous. We better get back. Now, Steph, therefore, was a bit fortunate. All the jockeys had to get their horses back. Mind you, they would have got back pretty quickly on the horses.
I think some had gone back even before then.
But Steph got in the car and went back. So, Ipswich abandoned after two races on Wednesday. And that was, I mean, we can laugh about it now, but wow.
That could have been a very dangerous situation.
Yep.
On those starting stalls, they're made of some sort of metal, I would suggest. So, very lucky.
Now, speaking of jockeys, two have been suspended.
Yes, Brad Stewart and Justin Huxtable for the trials.
Failing a breath test.
Yeah, failing a breath test at the trials on Tuesday morning. I don't know any more about that. So we won't see either of those guys for 3 weeks. And that's going to cost Brad Stewart the ride on Zoo Style on Boxing Day. So I suppose Ryan Maloney will be back on board Zoo Style. So there you go.
Jimmy Orman.
Jimmy Orman unfortunately got injured at the trials on Tuesday. He was cantering around to the barriers. The horse he was riding whipped around suddenly and he broke the metacarpal. Is that right? I've broken the metacarpal in my right hand. And
it's
he
the
may
injury
be out.
Du jour of 2021, broken hand. Yeah. Rugby league, for some reason this year, so many players, James Tamalolo broke his twice in the one season. So, yeah, broken hand has been the injury du jour of 2021. And Heels would be able to give you more information about that if he was here, because he is our medical expert on SCN.
6 weeks he'll be out for, but he will be back for the Magic Millions. So probably about 5 weeks now. So we'll see Jimmy back for the Magic Millions.
And the latest on Incentivise doesn't sound great.
No, it doesn't. I mean, this was interesting because there were reports that he'd pulled up lame after the Melbourne Cup, and then he'd gone to Peter Moody's vet, I think it was, and got the all clear. And now he's back up here in Queensland Spelling, and they took him for a visit to the University of Queensland Veterinary Hospital at Gatton just for a checkup. That's Steve Tregay, and revealed injuries to both his front suspensory ligaments. And some damage to the fetlocks. He has to be re-scanned in February to see where it is at that stage. And it can take 3 to 6 months to heal. So the Winter Carnival might just come around a little bit too soon with those injuries in place. So
and they, won't, they won't rush.
They won't rush him. Back, no, yeah. That could let him go for the winter and just build him up for a spring carnival again and another Melbourne Caulfield Cup tilt. So, yeah, we weren't really expecting that. We thought that he got the all clear. So it puts more merit into that terrific performance to run second to Very Elegant.
Yeah, absolutely. And it will be interesting if he does come back for the spring, because obviously the preparation is going to be completely different from the prep he had this year, spending time in Queensland in winter.
He had such a long campaign. I know he had a little bit of a break in between, but I don't think the rest will do him any harm at all.
No, absolutely not. We're going to take a break here on the Punters, mate, because speaking of jockeys, a big jockey day today. Bailey Notif is going to join us after the break, and he's back.
He is. He's back. Off a little bit of a short break due to the weight issues again, but we can ask him all about that after the break.
This is the Punters, mate, with Mark Braybrook and Chris Nelson on this Friday morning. It's all thanks to the TAB. The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858.
The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. And I'm pleased to say we've spoken to Bailey on the program a number of times, but it's nice to see him back on the program and also back in the saddle, and he joins us this morning. Bailey Notif, good morning.
Morning, mate. How are you?
I'm well, and nice to be back riding and feeling 100% again. How are you?
Yeah, everything's good, feeling good. So keen to get back into it today.
So what was the purpose of the break? What did you do? How did it help you having the 3 weeks off?
Yeah, pretty much just weight-wise, had to have a break again. It's not ideal, but something I had to do. It sort of just gives me even a couple of weeks, 3 weeks to a month, it just gives me a little bit of time just to reset and just get everything in order again. And I thought I was sort of struggling a bit at the time with my weight. So coming into obviously carnival time now, sort of don't want to be getting off rides and things like that. So thought I'd have a break, and it's done me the world of good.
Bailey, you're finding then by having that break and maybe you can reassess what you need to do to get in the saddle on a regular basis. By maybe, and Ian Healy made the point when we were talking about it on Breakfast with Pat and Heels, that it might mean that you have 2 or 3 1-month breaks throughout the year to extend your career, and that becomes part of your ritual, that becomes part of your routine.
Yeah, exactly right. I sort of said it the other day that it's probably something I will have to do a couple of times a year, but it's probably worth the sacrifice to keep doing what I want to do, which is ride. So, it's just something I've got to do a bit different to everyone else, but that's the reality of it, and I've just got to sort of work with what I've got.
Were you able to do track work or ride track work and trials, et cetera, while you were off?
Yeah, I was. Obviously, we've had a fair bit of wet weather, so a lot of the trials were called off, but I wasn't suspended or anything like that. It was sort of break to get my weight right again, and I haven't missed a day's track work since I've been off, so it's not like I've been off the scene, haven't rode a horse for 3 weeks. I've sort of still been doing the daily grind, but it's just makes it a bit easier having a break when and getting your weight stable again when you're not sort of at to waste all the time. Yep. Through the week at the race meetings. So yeah, like I said, it's just something I've got to deal with, and we're ready to go again today.
So really what you're not doing is the form for races and riding in races or whatever. Does that get the competitive juices flowing again? You can't wait to get back to the track and ride rather than just track work and trials?
Yeah, it does, obviously. It's not like I don't watch any races or things like that. I've pretty much watched every race at every race meeting since I've been off. So it's not like I'm totally out of the scene and coming back. It's just really good to see my name back in the form book.
It is, guaranteed. Now, you've got a couple of rides at Doomben this afternoon. We've got a track inspection at 9 a.m. It's currently a heavy 10. Are you confident the meeting will go ahead?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's meant to be a pretty hot day today. So, yep. And the first race is until about 10 past 2. So it gives it plenty of time to sort of dry up. Whether that big rain we had last night, what sort of impact it did have regarding surface water and things like that, that's probably got to be the main issue. But I'm pretty confident we'll go ahead.
Now, you've got two rides, a lot of scratchings, 47 scratchings, but fortunately your two are still running. Can you lean us into either of them? They're both trained by Barry Lockwood. You're All That in race one and Pushkin in race four. Any preference?
Yeah, I've only had something to do with You're All That. I gave her a jump out at Eagle Farm, would have been about 3 weeks ago now, and she's quite a busy filly, but she really gave me a really nice feel that day, and she's by Your Song, so you think the wet track wouldn't worry her. She was, when she had her first start, it was on a soft track, and she had a lot of work from a wide gate. And just got run down by Rajan, who sort of freaked the form. So drawn a bit sticky again today, but she seems to have nice ability and off what she gave me in her jump out, and hopefully she can just get a nice run from that bit sticky gate, and I'm sure she'll be in the finish.
Now, you've got some good rides tomorrow at Eagle Farm. We know we'll be going around on a good track there, which is excellent. Race three, this very smart colt by Spirit of Boom in Palazzo Spirit resumes. Only had the one start. That was back in October, and you rode him to victory. He won the trial. He looked good in the trial on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, I really like this horse. He sort of probably was ready for a little bit of a let-up when he won. He had that was his first sort of prep of jump outs and things like that. So he had a little bit of a let up. His residual, still got a bit of residual fitness, and he's had that one trial on Tuesday just to sort of tick him over for this. And I think he'll be really competitive tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, and it was impressive the way he came from sort of off the speed a little to come through and win that trial. We saw him at his only start lead, so he doesn't necessarily have to lead, and you've got a bit of an awkward gate there anyway tomorrow.
Yeah, I was pretty keen to ride him with a bit of a sit on Tuesday, and it was good to see him sort of come back underneath me nicely and quicken up when asked. So he's definitely not one-dimensional, and yeah, I thought he had a lot left on the line, so that was a good sign.
Now, you're riding Usmanov in the Bribey, a horse that you really seem to click with. He's drawn gate number one. You're pretty confident about his chances?
Yeah, I won on him 5 times, and his first-up record's not bad. He's got a pretty good first-up record. He's got a big weight, which is probably a little bit of a concern, but it is only 1,000 metres, and gate one, sort of, he can get as soft a run as possible from that gate. But yeah, he's a horse that I really, really like and got a good affiliation with. So you'd think he'd be really competitive tomorrow first up.
He'd have to be right up there in your list of favourite horses, surely.
Yeah, for sure and certain. He was, I won on him in, I think, a Class 3 plate, and now he's in a listed race. So I've sort of been on him from when I won on him all the way through. And yeah, he's definitely one of my favourites.
And lastly, just wanted to ask you about Good Chat. Very interesting runner in race number 5. Now, was formerly with David Van Dyke. Then went to Sydney, had one run and ran a good second at Rose Hill. Now back up here with Billy Healy. So I'm not sure what's going on with connections-wise. But, look, on his best, he'd have to be a chance, but he seems to have a real liking for the firmer ground. So Eagle Farm shouldn't pose a problem for him.
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure he went down to Annabelle Neesham and had that one run, and then they sold him on the online auction.
Okay.
And the new owners bought him off that, and this is his first run for Billy. So he's had that one run in Sydney, which was really good. And like you said, Eagle Farm, he'll get a firm deck, which he likes, and obviously Apache Chase is a class horse in that race, but we've drawn a soft gate, and he should get every chance from that barrier.
Barney, thanks for your time, mate. Great to see you back, and good luck over the Christmas New Year period and the big summer carnival, and we'll no doubt catch up at some stage in 2022. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Liz.
Is Bailey Nordoff there, who is good to see him back. And just having a look at some of the fields, there's only three horses in the last race because of all the scratchings.
I know.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Even I should be able to pick the trifecta there,
you
mate.
You should, but you might stuff it up in some way by putting in a horse that's been scratched. Yeah. We're going to take a break at 8 to 9.
The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Racing today in, today is Doomben. I was looking at yesterday there for a minute. I was about to say Mackay. That's not right. Doomben, Harness Racing, Albion Park, Greyhounds at Ippi. Tomorrow, Eagle Farm, Gold Coast, Toowoomba, Townsville, Roma, Bundaberg. Harness Racing, Albion Park and the Greyhounds at Ipswich in Townsville. Then on Sunday, the Sunny Coast for the Thoroughbreds, Redcliffe for Harness and Albion Park and Capella Bar, which you might get there.
Might get to over the Christmas, New Year
break. I bet you when I come back and I'll say, Chris, how was Capella Bar? I bought a newspaper and it was the wrong days and I thought it was on today, but it was on tomorrow and I missed out. Sorry.
Or I could just say, I went, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And you'll never know.
I will. Because I'll ask you specific questions about the track and the parking area.
You haven't been there?
And which road. I have.
I'll just say, I don't know what the road
was. I have been to Capella Bar.
I can say those things. I don't know what the road was called. I just followed my nav man.
I have been to Capella Bar. So don't start that with me. So, that's the racing over the next couple of days. And when we get into Christmas time, it gets really busy.
Racing?
With the number of meetings.
Yes.
But Christmas Day is about the only day. Over Boxing Day, New Year, and then into the Magic Millions Carnival, you'll be really busy.
Which is the 15th.
Interested to see you with a bit of sweat on the brow.
15th of January. Yeah, it's going to be a busy week. There's lots on that week, but it's always a good week with the sales and plenty of people. I'm sure that now with the borders open, to an extent, there'll be a lot of people obviously coming up from Melbourne.
Border opening.
From Melbourne and Sydney, buying plenty of horses. They've been buying them online recent years, but hopefully that'll all change. And who knows? We wouldn't know what's going to happen next week, let alone in a month's time.
Yeah, they'll just want to get, up and about and, just to be doing something a little bit different. So it'll be an interesting Magic Millions, and you'll be there as well.
I will be there. Yeah, I'll be there. There's plenty of
everyone.
Plenty of things on plenty of things for SEN to do during the Magic Millions, so plenty of work there. And I meant to tell you last Friday night at the Sunshine Coast, I went out there, as I mentioned, bump into Kelly.
Yeah,
he wasn't there at all. He obviously heard the radio in the morning and decided to send one of his.
Well, I was going
to
ask, has he asked you whether you want to help him buy a horse at the Magic Millions, maybe? You might
be. With my 2.5%.
You might become his bloodstock agent.
I wouldn't think so.
Buying and selling racehorses.
But I will be at the track tomorrow at Eagle Farm, so I'll hunt him down there.
Why?
I got an invite, so I'm going to an official lunch at Eagle Farm tomorrow, so.
Wow.
I have to dress up, Mark. I have to put the shirt and the blazer on and the pants and the shoes.
How did that happen?
It's not what you know. It's who you know.
No, well, obviously someone doesn't know you and saw your name somewhere. Thought, we better invite this bloke. They're going to get a little shock tomorrow, aren't they?
No.
When you rock up.
Yeah, very good lunch. Looking forward to it.
I'm going to take a break for the news. Other side of the news, we will have our follow, fold or forgive, and we're going to go on Boris Watch.
We are.
Boris is going to join us after the news, which is next.
The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858. Chris Nelson and Mark Braybrook on this Friday morning. And Chris, now it's time to follow, fold or forgive.
Got a few here this week.
I know, Mark. Last week you had D-squat.
Well, we didn't have a meeting the week
before.
Well,
there hasn't been many meetings this week either.
Yes, but I found plenty from last
Yeah, two races set. On Wednesday.
Yeah, I did nothing from Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Ipswich meeting, right nothing. Up. Okay, last Saturday at Doomben, Ashgrove was a very short price favourite in last Saturday. And look, I think we're going to forgive him. He found a good spot in the run, but the runs came from the back and sort of flushed him out. So he had to go a little bit too early. Ryan Maloney pushed the button on him, and he was a couple of lengths in front early in the straight. It looked as though he'd kick on and win, but unfortunately the closers finished all over the top of him. So I think Ashgrove, with a quieter ride, no fault of Ryan's, just a quieter ride next time around, could probably improve and win again. So we're certainly going to forgive Ashgrove. Jackson on Time. Huge run. Only had one start, and that was back in January of this year during the Magic Millions Carnival. Ran a third behind Finance Tycoon in one of the two-year-old lead-ups. Absolutely charged home from the back of the field. Couldn't go early, but the closing sectionals were very, very strong. He was hurtling home down the bottom of the screen if you watch it on your video. So Jackson on Time, definite follow. Out of the George Moore, Baller and Hard Empire. Zoo Style obviously led, got a very soft lead. Baller was never any chance in the world of running down Zoo Style. Steph, I thought, gave Baller a really good ride. He had to be within some sort of contact, and he was, but he just needed a bit further. And the run that Baller had was too soft in front. Zoo Style had was too soft in front. So Baller, stick with him. I don't think we'll see him to Magic Millions Day, but stick with him. Hard Empire was a really good return in the same race. As I said, there wasn't a lot of speed. Zoo Style had a good time. Hard Empire was the one charging home sectionally. He'll take good improvement from that. Follow him. In the last race, Put on the Red Light, another one from the Golan stable, a filly, flashed home into the placings. She was ridden forward at her previous start. Because she got caught wide, Ryan Maloney pushed on, did the right thing there, but it was out of her comfort zone because she looked good coming from the back at her previous run. So ridden back in the field again last week, she flashed home. I don't know whether she'll go for a break or there's another run or two in her, but she should be followed. Last Friday night at the Sunshine Coast, a horse by the name of So Clever, trained by John Moore on the Gold Coast, started favourite, odds on for the fourth time in four starts and got beaten again for the fourth time in four starts. You got to fold up on this one, Mark. You couldn't even include it in your multi. So Clever. No matter what price this thing goes around and wherever it is, I wouldn't be having anything on it. So we're going to fold up So Clever.
What about Garibaldi?
Well, Garibaldi, I'll get to later in the show, but he runs around at Eagle Farm, tomorrow in race number 8. Do you want me to tell you now what I think of his chances?
I think you might be having a tip on for
He's
Garibaldi.
My best bet of the day. I think Garibaldi will be winning tomorrow. That's race 8, horse number 7. He's had one run back. He ran a good race at the Sunshine Coast in the Swiss Ace behind Zoo Style. He missed the start a couple of lengths. He ran on quite well. He's beaten about 4, but he's back to a class 6 tomorrow. He's very well in at the weights. He's drawn well, and he gets Ryan Maloney on top. So I think he's the one to beat. So very keen on the chances of Garibaldi, race 8, number 7.
So just recapping, Ashgrove.
Forgive.
Jackson on Time.
Follow.
Baller.
Follow.
Hard Empire.
Follow.
Put on the Red Light.
Follow.
So Clever.
Fold up like a deck of cards.
So we couldn't be totally positive for my final show of the year. But anyway, and Garibaldi is a special for you tomorrow, so we'll get to that a little bit later.
The punt is made for Racing Queensland.
Well, let's try for take two. The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Gamble responsibly. Call 1800 858 858. Now, when we tried to speak to Boris before, I mentioned no one on SEN Queensland, no jockey has been mentioned more than Boris Thornton without actually having him on the program, because Ian Healy is now on Boris Watch as well as Steph Watch. So we thought we should get the brother of our favourite jockey, Steph Thornton, online to have a chat with him about life in Queensland and back riding. Boris, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mate, are you aware that Steph, who was a regular with Pat and Heels on a Tuesday and Thursday, Monday and Thursday, on the program for breakfast, has meant that now you have become our second favourite, that Ian Healy, every time that you are riding, goes on Boris Watch to see how you're going. You have become a bit of a cult hero without actually talking to you.
Yeah, that's not bad. You know, I heard Steph was getting a bit of time on radio and that, and which, you know, she's going really well. So she's a very good speaker, and, you know, she's got a good profile at the minute, so that didn't surprise me. But, yeah, it's nice to get on here with you guys and and have a chat just to let everyone know that I'm still around. So
now, Heels has a theory too, Boris.
That was what I was going to say, yeah.
That you ride a winner early and we're on Boris watch to see, to make sure if you've got an early ride, Ian Healy's all over it.
Fair income. Yeah,
you right. get tired. Yeah, well. Because you were coming back from an injury, he thought you got tired later in the day.
See, Heels knows nothing about racing, but he just follows Boris and Steph, and he noticed that you used to beat Steph early. You'd ride a winner race one or race two, so he came up with this, one of Heels' weird theories, that Boris watch early, get on.
Yeah, I don't mind that. That's fair, but I think, I reckon I've been back sort of 4 months now, I reckon, sort of give me another couple of months and I'll be riding winners in the last 4 years too.
You don't really want to ride all your winners early in the day, Boris, because the bigger races are generally later in the day.
Yeah, exactly. The features are normally sort of, you know, races 6, 7, 8, something like that. So
that's right.
I think now that my fitness is back, that's when I'll be striking, I reckon.
Now, you're not riding anything at any stage during the day today because both of your horses have been scratched at Doomben.
Yeah, I had a first start at Gossip Column for O'Day and Hoisted, and she's scratched. They didn't want to start her on a heavy track or kick her career off on a heavy, so that's fair enough. And then the one of Van Dyke's in the last was scratched as well, so it'll be a quiet day for me and just prepare for tomorrow.
Now, we'll ask you in a moment how you recovered after that incident at the barriers last week, but can you just take us through what happened with Shooting for Gold at the barriers last week? Did something spook him in the gates? It just wasn't normally his sort of, not something that he generally does.
Yeah, no, it was. It was very out of character for him. I haven't seen the actual footage of what happened, but my partner, she got it and she's seen it and we were talking about it the other day and she said she reckons it's Simply Fly, lunge at the barriers, which is what set Shooter off. So I think there was a point where I was talking to Mark Duplessis about the rider of Simply Fly and we were chatting about it the next day or two after and he said, because Shooter was half getting a little bit edgy, a little bit toey, and I just said to the starter just to give me a second, and that's when Simply Fly sort of half thought the gates were going to open, so he lunged, and when he lunged, well, shoot, obviously, I think he just got a real big fright. He reared up, and because he'd done it so quick, he threw all his weight and momentum back, and he sort of ended up sitting down and half laying on the back of the barriers, and in that process, he threw me out of the back, but didn't get all of me out of the back, so my leg from my knee down, or just below my knee down, was then caught in the V of the barriers, so the back of the barriers in that where they lock them in. Mm-hmm. I got caught in that for probably a little while, and because Shooter was, you know, he was freaking out, so he was half panicking. All his weight was back on me, so he kind of crushed just below my knee down for a certain period of time until the barrier attendants were able to get him off me, so then they could get me out.
And fortunately, no breaks. But what injuries did you sustain? Yes.
So no breaks. So x-rays come up clean initially, which was a great result. And then it was just, you know, swelling, bruising. There was a muscle tear in there from the ultrasound I got the next day on the Monday morning. But, yeah, so got away pretty good injuries-wise. And I've seen a specialist on Monday morning. He said it's just basically a crush injury, which is going to take time for everything to, you know, just relax and become soft again, because it was all just real hard and tense and that. So, yeah, it was just a crush injury, really.
After all you've been through too, Boris, it must have been a relief to get that news that it wasn't another serious injury.
Oh, for sure. I was extremely frustrated and disappointed on sort of Sunday into Monday morning, just, you know, like my leg had blown up, like it was huge. I could hardly put any weight on it. And I was cursing myself. I was like, surely this ain't going to set me back another few months. Like, that's the last thing I needed. I just got back, built up some good momentum, was getting good opportunities. And and if that set me back another couple of months, well, yeah, I would have been pretty unhappy about that.
And how is the shoulder? That's the major injury, isn't it, that's been causing you the issues that has put you on the sideline?
Yeah, so my right shoulder, like I had the reconstruction and then all the post-reconstruction complications with all that from the compartment syndrome and everything. And, yeah, that had me on the sidelines for well, over 14 months recently, and like with the initial operation, that was sort of 6 to 8 months. So yeah, it's probably given me 2 years out of the saddle, just trying to get that right. But at this stage, like since I've been back this time, I've been able to manage it really well. It still has its moments, which I think it always will, you know, for the rest of my life. But yeah, I can manage it at this point in time, and so yeah, which is really pleasing, and it's not hindering my riding in any way, which it used to. So that's a really good result.
Now, take two tomorrow, shooting for gold, lining up in the Bribie. Obviously, there won't be any issues at the barrier this time around. You confident about his chances?
Yeah, no, I am. I'm really confident. Like when Steve O'Day and Matty Hoisted told me that this was sort of where he had to go just to continue his prep, well, that sort of made me work even harder this week and, you know, put in the effort to make sure my leg was all good so I could ride him, because, yeah, I think he's favourite in the race, and which he's entitled to be. Like, I think he would have, if he did race over the weekend, I reckon I would have gave this all a run for its money. So, yeah, he's definitely entitled to be favourite. I like his chances, even though we've drawn half a sticky gate. With the amount of speed in the race, I don't think it's really going to affect him. He should get a beautiful run in behind him. And, yeah, I'm extremely confident with him. If he shows up and puts his best foot forward on his best behaviour, I can't see why he won't be winning tomorrow.
Have you had anything to do with Totally Charmed? He looks the main danger. I mean, they were both terrific runs in the Swiss Ace Plate. I don't think you've ridden him, but have you had any track work experience with him?
Yeah, no, I've had plenty of experience with Totally Charmed. I rode him a lot early in his career when he was with Aquis. Stephen O'Day's always trained him and Matty, but he was with Aquis initially and I had a lot to do with him then. He's always been a nice horse. He's always shown huge amounts of ability. It just took him a long time to learn to settle and relax, but these days he's really putting his best foot forward. He's had a faultless prep leading into tomorrow. I've done plenty of gallops on him, trialled him this time in, and yeah, he's definitely a big danger to shooting for gold. So I think it's just going to come down to who gets the best run. Totally Charmed has drawn a softer barrier, but he has had the tendencies in the past to step away slow. So I think it's just going to come down to who has the best luck in the running. And yeah, what goes in whoever's favour. I think it's only going to take something small sort of to go either Shooter's way or Totally Charmed's way. And I think that could be the thing that gets either one over the line, because there's not much between them these days.
Now, we know you're good, Boris, but you've got two rides in race number four. You're not that good. Goddess of Peace for Alan Page and Mingle for O'Day Hoisted. Mingle's an emergency, so I'm gathering that might have been why you've got that ride as well. Any idea which one you're going to be riding at this stage?
Yeah, no, I'll be riding Alan Page's in that. Highly doubt Mingle gets a run, and even if she did, I think Steve and Matty were going to scratch her from that barrier. Just being her first start, it's going to be extremely hard, and, you know, she's a nice filly and she's going well, so why would you sort of, you know, sacrifice a run from a bad barrier?
Yeah.
When you can front up to a similar race the week after. So, yeah, I'll be riding Helen Page's in that.
Well, mate, thanks very much for your time this morning. Much appreciated. It's great to finally be able to catch up with you and get you on SEN because any brother of Steph's is a favourite of ours. Good luck over the summer carnival, and no doubt we'll catch up in 2022.
Yeah, no, excellent. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Good on you, mate. Boris Thornton. Well, it's great to see him back after what he's been through, and that could have been so bad. That could have been so dangerous with shooting for gold. And it's nice to finally hear him after we've had Steph on for so long. We've had Ben, we've had Leah. We haven't had Damien. Mind you, we haven't had to because he's in Melbourne. But now Heels can confidently still continue with Boris Watch
maybe
in 2022.
Maybe Carnival time we could get him
maybe
in for
if
a
he
chat.
Comes up. You reckon he'll come up?
Yeah. Sugar Boom, interesting race that Bribie. Sugar Boom for Steph leads. And then we've got Shooting for Gold for Boris and Totally Charmed for Ben that'll be steaming down
trifecta,
the outside chasing
trifecta,
home.
Trifecta.
Family
now,
affair.
The weekend forecast, what do we got?
Well, best bet of the day, and I've already been through this, race 8, number 7, Garibaldi. I say he's beautifully placed in class 6 company. I think he'll be winning. Race 8, number 7 for Gollan and Maloney, a lethal combination. Now, a couple at value. Race 6, number 6, Tycoon Evie. She's got a great record at Eagle Farm. She's had 6 goes for 4 wins and a placing. She backs up off an effort last Saturday at Doomben where she ran on quite well at the end of 1,200 metres. So 1,300 metres perfect for her. There looks to be good speed in the race, and she can park just off that speed and finish on well. So race six, number six each way, Tycoon Evie. You can probably get double-figure odds around the place. And race seven, we just spoke about this race with Boris shooting for gold and Totally Charmed. I thought at the better price, Totally Charmed was the way to go, and you can back him confidently each way. He is second favourite, around $455. Both good runs in the Swiss Ace behind Zoo Style. Both horses made good ground, but I was probably more surprised with Totally Charmed. I think he really might have kicked on this preparation. We might see the best of him this time around. He's only lightly raced for a seven-year-old. And shooting for gold, look, he hasn't had a setback, but he did miss the run last week. And maybe that might just have some sort of bearing on tomorrow's result. But I'm with Totally Charmed each way. So race eight, number seven, Garibaldi the best, and a couple at value there. Race six, number six, Tycoon Evie. Race seven, number five, Totally Charmed.
Update.
Oh, yeah. Got a message from Kelly this week. You're talking about...
No, I'm not interested. On Doomben today.
Well, it's not 9 o'clock, is it? Well, it is 9 o'clock.
It is. No, I'm about to give you one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just be quiet here for a minute.
Track rating, heavy 10. Rail, 7 metres entire course. Weather fine. Rainfall, 48 mil last 24. 73 last 7 days. Irrigation, nil last 7 days. Best bet, race two, number five, thanks to Racing Queensland.
Best bet? Who's giving that best bet out?
Well, I don't know. Race two, number five.
I'll give you a best bet for there today.
Obviously not race two, number five.
A horse that absolutely loves the wet ground, goes around in the feature, the Brisbane Handicap, race six, number two, Nickanova.
There you go. Okay, so it looks like, because this has just been tweeted by Racing Queensland, that Doomben is on today. So after that track inspection. They wouldn't tweet that if the races were
track inspected and meeting to proceed.
I just told you that.
Yep.
Always good to be second. Always good to be second with the news, Chris. I tell you what, that's magic. Ho, 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 it's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic, you know. Now, we're going to double today. We've got two, because my last day for the year, you'll be back next week. I think Sammy Hyland, is he going to
join Sammy Hyland's going to co-host the show for the next 4 weeks, I think it is, Mark. You're having long service leave or something.
I'm entitled to have a break. Now, so we're going to do two today because they're the same poor bloke. Where do you want to start? Which one do you want to start with?
It's Jimmy Jakes.
This is our best of for the year.
And this guy, these were both great. This is Jimmy Jakes, who's a race caller in South Australia, calls the trots at Globe Derby. So I don't know which one we've got first.
Well, no, which one would you like first?
Well,
let's go first
with the race call. This everyone. Most people have heard this, where he lost his voice.
So the horse where he loses
his voice. The horse call.
Yeah.
Between runners, we own a T-gen. On the inside, Lindfeld 80, and at the tail in the field, we're looking about 5 or 6 metres to Boomerowy Boy. I think we're gone here. In front, leading the way, it's Aliyah Rose, leads by 2 metres in second placing.
Well, he got there.
He's a trooper to turn up for work that day.
He got there.
He really is. Now, the next one, of course, is Jimmy. His voice has obviously returned. Because he's got caught out when the Sky Channel anchor in the studios crossed over to him. He's doing a bit of lunch ordering on the phone.
Hey, Globe Derby, let's get out nice and early and say a very good afternoon to Jim Jakes.
Hey, I was wondering if I could order a beef schnitzel with...
Hey, Globe...
What did the anchor say? Let's get out early to Jim Jakes. Well, they got out a little bit too early for Jim. Unfortunately, but I hope he enjoyed his schnitzel and chips.
Look, it's as one of the great Monty Python sketches would say, there's only one thing worse than not being known about, and that's not being known about.
Exactly.
And so at least he's known for something, Jim. And look, it's not like he, killed anyone.
No, it's funny, and I'm sure Jimmy would be the first one to laugh.
Yeah. So there you go. That's the last... That's magic for the year. I did want to play, and you didn't want to do it, and I don't know why.
Which one?
We've
done him to death a little bit lately.
We haven't lately. That's the point. We haven't lately since we played it last time. You got a second one.
Yeah, and then he won again, which I didn't play because I thought people are getting sick of
Well, they're getting sick of some things, but you'll be back next week anyway with Sam Hyland.
Maybe I'll play it then.
You might
well do. So when you tune in on holidays, because I know you will.
I'm playing golf next Friday. Yeah, playing golf next
Whereabouts?
Friday. At Gales. It's with the Hoppies Ambassador. So it's a golf day out there next Friday. And then on the Monday. I'm off for about 3 weeks. And as I said to you on the breakfast with Pat and Hill, seeing family that I haven't seen for a couple of years. So that'll be good. So anyway, that's about it.
And it's good to know you can go away and leave the show in safe hands.
Yeah, and I'm not really concerned about it. So that's cool. It'll be fine as long as you don't press the wrong buttons or sit in the wrong chairs.
Any buttons.
And you can get in the building. That'll be the key thing for you. And remember to actually
get
some tips for the weekend.
As long as I can get today's paper on the way here.
It'd be awful if Sam Hyland out-tipped you, wouldn't it? That'd be a disaster.
No, I think he's hosting and I'm going
to
do the tips.
He's allowed to have tips.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll be telling Sam today.
He's putting all the
pressure
on
Monday
me.
That he's allowed to have tips. Anyway, mate, look, it's been a great year.
It's been a long year.
It's been a big year. We've had a terrific winter racing carnival.
We did.
This summer carnival is going to be great. The Magic Millions, of course, you'll be down there. Paddy and Heels will be broadcasting from January 11. You'll be here over the break because you need to get your form ready for that Magic Millions carnival. It's coming up. And I'll be back with the punters, mate, that week ending. Oh, be back January 10 for whatever 14, I think it is, the Friday. So look forward to seeing you.
Enjoy
then.
Your break.
Have a
Merry
good Christmas
to you and your family.
Good New Year.
It's been a great year. A lot of fun.
And thank you all for listening. Chris will be back next Friday with Sammy Hyland, so we look forward to that. But that is, for me, the final punters, mate, of 2021. Hope you all have a great Christmas and a merry New Year. And we will see you. I'll see you on January 10. Bye for now.